Speaking of giving someone their flowers, let's welcome in our all-pro. Oh, we knew the alcohol would be behind you. This is our type of setup. Demontis Sabonis. Actually, let's see. Let's see what's back there. We know you're – Yeah, that's a good look right there. We know you're a wine guy. What are some of your favorite spirits behind you?
Let's see what we got. I see the tequila. We got there's a bit of everything.
Yeah, that's black. That's black.
Oh yeah, my bad. No disrespect. Yeah,
that's black label. That's black label. One of the most common questions when we told people Domas was going to join us is, what's your favorite type of wine? Like, what are your wine recommendations? You seem to be the wine guy around here.
I'm a big Pinot guy.
Okay.
A lot of people, and it's funny because in Napa, it's all Cab. It's known for Cab country, but Pinot for me is better. It's more lighter. You can drink more. Have a good time. You know, Cab sometimes kind of like fill you up and put you to sleep.
when did you kind of get into that? Because I know a cousin of mine, he's a kind of a wine connoisseur, and I'm interested. But was it something that you just after maybe some going to restaurants, you're like, hey, I want to know a little bit more about this?
I got into it like maybe my third year in Indy. And, you know, wine's been a thing in the NBA now for a long time. And it keeps – and we're kind of like – we're a brotherhood here, so everyone teaches everyone. J.J. Redick learned from T.J. McConnell learned from J.J. Redick. T.J. McConnell taught me, you know, and the list just goes down, you know. And you kind of – that's how you bond on the planes and restaurants on the road. And, you know, we all just talk and try and learn things.
Yeah, that's dope. You're one step away from being a Kardashian at this point. You've got your reality show debuting October 9th, starting 5. Obviously, the entire city was amped to find out that you were going to be a part of this. What was this experience like for you filming this series with the cast that you got?
It was crazy. You know, it was a really cool experience overall. I remember they reached out to me end of last summer if you wanted to do this. You know, obviously everyone who knows me, I'm more personal and private, but at the same time, you know, Netflix is a huge production. I saw all the other shows from the tennis to the Formula One, to the quarterbacks, receiver. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought straight away, like, no brainer. It's a huge chance to put Sacramento on the map, the Sacramento Kings, you know, everything we've done since I got here. And, you know, we don't get as many national TV games throughout the season, so no one knows what's going on, you know. Well, now the whole world's going to be able to watch, you know, and see what we're building here. So, you know, that was really cool for me, you know, to be able to do that.
So, Domas, it's really nice that you wanted to do it and you were eager to do it, but I'm a married man and I have a boss, right? And if the boss says it ain't happening, then it ain't happening. Did you have to convince your wife of, like, hey, it's a good opportunity, I think it'll be pretty cool?
Everyone who knows me is my wife did the convincing with me. I'm the one who wants to stay in the shadow and just do my job. She's always pushing me, you know, to do new things, be better, strive for more, you know, so I wouldn't be here without her. And, you know, it's the best thing that we could have done.
You did mention being notoriously private. We actually joke. Do you hate this? Like, in this moment right now doing media, or like, is this the most miserable part of your day, having to, like, do media?
It's not miserable, but I've been here for 2 hours now. I'm away from the kids and the wife, but, you know, it's fun. I like doing it at the end of the day.
We were, one of the things that we've been doing the last couple of weeks is going back over some of the what we have listed as the top games of this past season. And, you know, we get to number one today, so we've had the top 20 games, and it seems like every time we go through a game, we look at the box score, and is Domantas Sabonis 27 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, maybe something like that. Like, the season you had last year, I still think gets overlooked, and I'm interested to see the reality show to kind of see how you went through the season and the double-double streak and all this other stuff. Was it something that you were just kind of on cruise control last year and just going out and working, or, you know, do you feel like there was a little more emphasis on, you know, rebounding or scoring last year?
Not at all. I mean, people who know me, you know, I mean, I think I've played here long enough. You guys know that I'm going to come and give it my all every single game. So there definitely didn't need no extra motivation. And that's just me. You know, if anything, people are going to be like, I can't believe what he's doing on his off days with his kids before a game. You know, you really get to see the side of me off the court, where I'm a husband, father first, you know, and, you know, putting them, you know, they're the people that are most important to me. And yeah, you see stuff like how each play, all of us actually throughout the show, what we sacrifice, how you have to make time for your kids, your wife, take care of your body, then go in if you want to get more shots and work on your game, you know, at the same time to perform. So I think that's really cool how you see how every single player prepares.
I don't, you mentioned your, you know, the wife and the kids and the part that they played in the starting five and you being a part of this. And I don't know this to be 100% factual. I believe your father is the biggest human being that's ever existed. did your mother and father, I know they were here last year. Were they a part of this series as well?
Yes, my dad will definitely be in the show. You know, he's had interviews. They've got us on camera. And yeah, I mean, you guys are going to see, you know, it's really cool. You really get to see all these clips of our Sabonis legacy. You know, when he played, I played, you know, so it's very cool.
I think it's really cool that you're part of this series, not just because we get to see the behind the scenes thing, but look at the group that he's with.
Yeah.
You know, we talking about LeBron, Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards. I mean, and you are one of the top performers in the league, one of the stars in the league, and to be recognized and to be with those guys is great to see. Did you get a chance, you know, through the whole premiere and everything to maybe talk to these guys a little bit more and have a little bit more interaction than you normally do during the season and maybe create a little bit of a friendship?
Yeah, you know, everyone was obviously super busy, but yeah, you know, that typical brotherhood friendship we have throughout the NBA, obviously we knew at the time during the season, but the games that are more featured throughout the show are the ones that we played against each other. Mm. So, you know, the LeBron games, the Jimmy Butler games, you know, all that. So obviously those, we obviously knew at the time that we're both mic'd, more cameras are on us, you know what I mean? So obviously there's more interactions there than there would usually be, because we obviously know we're all in this together.
Yeah. Domas, I think fashion is always a great window into someone's personality. And obviously you got Malik on your squad. We saw you at the premiere looking like $1 million. And then Anthony Edwards pulls up in like a sweatsuit on the walk-in, and it was like, is that probably the most indicative thing of Anthony Edwards' personality right there?
Having seen the first two episodes of the show, you know why he dressed up like that. I'm not going to give spoilers, but that's just all him, his personality. I mean, you get to know every single player behind the curtain more than you can even imagine. You know, everything we post on social media isn't what it is. This is, they're catching footage of you with your family, your wife, your kids, your best friends. You know, like, people have confidence with you. They can be making fun of you, picking you, and you got to take it, because it's just it's who you are with them in real life. So that raw footage is going to be something really exciting.
Did you ever get a point where you were kind of, all right, man, y'all been here for about 3 months, man, I'm about tired of y'all, man? Did you ever get tired of it, or was it pretty smooth sailing the whole time?
At the end of the day, it was pretty smooth sailing, because, you know, you'll see how people treat their off the court activities throughout the show. You know, I'm one of those guys who I found the balance of doing stuff, but also staying ready. So my off days are packed. I'm doing stuff with the kids, going out to do stuff, experience. I like to get away from basketball. So when I am on the court, I'm fresh. Yeah. So nothing really changed for me. I wasn't doing anything extra or nothing. That's just my life.
Yeah.
So like I said, some people might think like, well, I can't believe he's doing this before a game. Like, what's he doing with his kids or this, that, you know, but that's just how I do things. And yeah, I just had to figure for 6-7 people with cameras walking around always.
We appreciate you, Domas. We're excited for the premiere. We know you've had a long day. You mentioned it being away from the wife and kids. We'll ask you one question. You're going to be asked a whole lot about this come Monday, Tuesday. Practice gets underway. You got a new teammate, DeMar DeRozan. First, if you could talk to Vivek and tell him the Killer D's nickname probably isn't going to fly. Like, maybe we go back to the drawing board for the nickname. But we've got Domas. We got De'Aaron. And you got DeMar DeRozan, man. How exciting is it for you to get back on the court with that guy on Tuesday?
It's really exciting. You know, I mean, I worked out with DeMar in LA for a couple of weeks at USC, and you know, his IQ, you know, everyone knows what he can do on the court, but his off the court IQ, how he's willing to teach people. I learned so much off him just by asking and him just being willing to share. You know, and then on the court, like, you got Fox, you got him. Who are you going to put the best defender on? The other guy is free. You know, then at the same time, I'm getting more open looks. Keegan's getting more open looks. You know, everyone's benefiting from just being on the floor. But his veteran presence, you know, he's here for the right reasons. He wants to win, you know. Just getting everyone locked in for the whole season, I feel that's going to be our biggest thing.
We can't wait. We can't wait.
The city loves you, dog.
And congratulations on this show, man. This is really cool, man. This is really dope, man. And we can't wait to watch it.
Domas, we appreciate you, man. We're looking forward to this season getting started and seeing a lot more of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Best of luck. That's our man, Domantas Sabonis, right there. The starting five debuts on October 9th. That's tremendous. That is absolutely tremendous.